As part of its National Day of Action, the Sierra Club is focusing its attention on coal burn plants in the U.S. One is at UW-La Crosse, where Elizabeth Ward is a member of the university's Environmental Council. She's worried pollutants are being released in area marshes and the nearby Mississippi River.
It's not really in UWL's budget because the Department of Administration pays for it. So we are kind of crying out to them and Governor Doyle.
Ralph Patterson is the emission inventory team leader for the Wisconsin DNR. He says UWL was responsible for less than 1% of all coal burned in Wisconsin last year.
UW-La Crosse burns less than 0.09% of the coal burned in Wisconsin, so it's very small.
After the Sierra Club sued the University of Wisconsin-Madison over the issue, administrators said they will rebuild its heating plant to focus on natural gas and biomass. Sierra Club's Jennifer Fireherm says she'd like to see other universities follow suit. She says the Sierra Club doesn't have plans to take UW-La Crosse to court, at least not yet. A call placed to the Wisconsin Department of Administration about the UWL heating plant was not returned by deadline. Meanwhile, the state DNR held a hearing at UW-Eau Claire recently on its plant's pollution control status. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.